During the wintertime, residential wood smoke is the main source of fine particle pollution, causing poor air quality inside the home. Burning the right wood, the right way, and the right wood-burning appliance can reduce harmful air pollution. Heidi Kroffel is the Bureau Chief of the Environmental Epidemiology Bureau with the New Mexico Department of Health. Kroffel says that when you use your wood stove, the New Mexico Department of Health recommends that you burn dry, seasoned wood to reduce particle pollution.
If you burn wood that's too wet, you generate a lot of smoke. And smoke has small particulate matter in it. And for people who have heart disease or who have asthma, that can cause problems. For example, people who have heart disease, particle pollution has been linked to heart attacks. And for people who have asthma, the smoke can cause an asthma attack. So you want to make sure that you burn really dry wood. And the key thing there is there's a pretty inexpensive meter at a hardware store to test the wetness of your wood, and it should generally be 20% or less moisture content.
What are the symptoms of particle pollution?
The biggest symptom for those people who were have lung disease or heart disease, they could get chest tightness. And so obviously if the person has heart disease and they've been exposed to smoke and they get chest tightness, you know, they should call 911.
Particle pollution and wood smoke can affect everyone. But people with lung disease, including asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, or people with heart disease are the most vulnerable. Get more Burn Wisely tips at krwg.org, where this story is posted. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.